Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Cycling infrastructure has been widely reported as receiving $1.7 billion in new funding, with investment in renewable transport forming a part of Auckland's plan to halve emissions by 2030. Auckland City Council has also closed submissions to the NPSUD public consultation, informing its plan for housing intensification. For our fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson, we discussed this investment in cycling infrastructure, as well as an update to our discussion a few weeks ago around housing intensification. I first asked Shane what is planned for Auckland's cycling infrastructure in the 2022 budget and what its implications are for the city.
Yeah, so the Planning Committee recently passed the Auckland Cycling and Micromobility Program business case. It's a very long title to say, look, here's where we're looking at putting cycleways and places for micromobility across the city over the next 10 years. It's kind of like a prioritisation approach, and it's an aspirational guideline to say, look, if we find some extra money, these are the kind of things that we would spend it on. So there's been an unfortunate kind of media narrative out there that Auckland Council spends $2 billion on cycleways. Well, frankly, that's not accurate. So a $306 million program is currently funded under the RLTP, the Regional Land Transport Plan. That's going to deliver 45 kilometres of protected cycleways, including focus areas as well across the city. Now, we passed the plan with the remainder of that plan. If you were to fund it, that would cost $1.7 billion, but there is no funding that's been passed. And that plan was passed under the Regional Land Transport Plan. That funding was passed unanimously. That's kind of what we're looking at the moment. And in terms of the implications, well, we need to achieve 7% cycling mode share to reach our climate goals as a city, contribute to 40% reduction in deaths and serious injuries as part of the Road to Zero campaign. So we're trying to do our bit for climate change, and we're trying to provide options for people to actually move about in different ways in their city. So that's kind of the implication.
What is so important about cycling and cycling infrastructure? You mentioned climate change. How does cycling as a mode of transportation intersect with recent discussions around public transport, traffic, and just generally Auckland's approach to sustainability?
Yeah, I mean, at a base level, your transport system needs to get to get as many people as possible where they need to go as fast as possible, right? We can't just allow no other alternative options for so many people across the city than driving their private vehicle. That will drive up climate emissions, but that will also increase congestion. So what we're saying is, if we provide people a safe option to cycle to different places, and also public transport's another part of that conversation, if we're giving people those transport options, some people will take them up if they can, and that means less cars on the road, means less congestion and less transport emissions, and just a better city, ultimately. But the flip side is, the current situation at the moment, for so many people in Auckland, it is dangerous and horrible to ride your bike anywhere, and we're seeing that with cycling being way overrepresented in terms of fatalities and serious injuries on the roads. That's just clear evidence that we don't have the infrastructure in a lot of Auckland to make it a safe option for people, and I just don't think that's acceptable.
Some people take issues with increased cycling infrastructure, not only in the terms of their cost, but also in how much space it takes up on our roads. Obviously, there's only a limited amount of space for cars, pedestrians, cyclists, and that sort of thing. How can this be reconciled? Is it possible to have more cycling and more cycling infrastructure without increasing problems of congestion or other things?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the irony of all this discussion is that the more people you have cycling on the road or walking or taking public transport, the less cars there's going to be, so the less congestion there will be. So actually, it's, if you want to benefit drivers, the best thing to do is to try and get some of those drivers off the road that don't need to be there and actually want alternative options to use for their commute. So actually, this is not just for all the benefits of cycling and also for the benefits of public transport, but it's also people's health and well-being. It's also the best way to tackle congestion. So in terms of road space, we do need separated, dedicated cycleways to actually help people get around safely. I'm lucky enough to live near the Northwestern Pathway, and that's one of the options that I use to commute into town when I need to. Absolutely gorgeous and safe. That's the kind of gold standard stuff. But for a lot of people, you know, a separated cycle way that's safe, that's what they need.
The public consultation for the housing intensification plan in Auckland is closed. Can you give us any sort of a sense on what kinds of submissions came in and how they might affect the plan that will eventually go ahead?
Yeah, it was a really interesting feedback session there. So we got sort of nearly 8,000 points of submission feedback, which is actually a pretty good number, you know, relative to a lot of the other bits of feedback that we do call for people. There was a majority support for the proposed areas of intensification for council. So long story short, the government are putting through, have put through, laws to increase density in housing in a lot of the places of Auckland and indeed New Zealand. Council then needs to interpret those rules, and through our interpretation, people have said, you know, actually, that kind of is where we're sitting. But I think it's very important to note that there was a significant minority of people that said, actually, you're not doing enough on housing, and we need more housing planned for our city to house our people. And I'm sympathetic to that view as well. So I think we need to pay attention to everybody's feedback. And to kind of answer your question is what's going to happen next is councillors will sit around and debate the points of submission, and we'll come out the other end with a proposal that we'd be looking to put to the government on where to put housing, basically. And so that's going to be a robust debate that we're going to look forward to in the future.
Many people are very opinionated on this topic, especially how it might affect their neighbourhood or special character areas. And the council won't necessarily have the same opinions. As you said, you support what might be a significant minority opinion as many of these submissions. How confident can these people be that their opinions are going to be heard by council and actually be enacted into a part of that plan?
Yeah, look, as opposed to being confident as to whether you've been heard, I'd say that, look, most councillors, like maybe all councillors, are looking at that and feeling very encouraged through the council's plan that they've put out. And so this is kind of, I think, an affirmation for a lot of my colleagues that they've kind of got it right. And so, yeah, I think people can feel some comfort in that. You know, as I've said, I have a minority view on this personally, which is backed up by some submitters, which I think was kind of encouraging to me. So I think the most important thing is that councillors do need to listen to, you know, everyone in their community, people that are empowered with the voice to submit on council plans, but also people that aren't, people that are younger, people that are maybe future Aucklanders even. How are we planning for them for the next 50 years in our city? So I just encourage my colleagues to listen to all voices, not just the ones that feel empowered to make those submissions. But at the same time, you know, everyone has their say, and I think that's a beautiful thing about democracy.
That was Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson talking about investment in cycling infrastructure as well as submissions closing to the council's housing intensification.